This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Ignite your transformation. Discover the keys to unlocking your inner power and manifesting a life of wholeness, abundance, success, and flow with the guidance of 50 plus luminaries, including yours truly, Dr. Vic. Join us for Beyond the Contrast, practical tools to shift into well-being, which the event is 100% free and online between January 29th and February 4th. The link can be found in the show notes. Join me as we dive deep into the concepts of overcoming this contrast and so much more. I look forward to seeing you there.
Welcome back to another episode here on the Mindful Experiment. As this episode, we had a great interview with Anatoly, and we got into some really great conversation pieces here. I mean, I think this is a podcast that for those who are struggling in life or had challenges, who face things that they think they're going to be permanent and never change and never shift in your life, this episode's for you. I mean, Anatoly and I dive deep into his story of struggle, of hardships, financial hardships, having a baby on the way and working four jobs plus trying to start a business in e-commerce and struggling every step of the way, making money, losing money, borrowing money, losing money, and the constant story that he shares eloquently in the episode. And then what he did to overcome and how that his problems are still there. They're different, but they show up. And what's the mindset and what's the things that he had to see things in a different realm to overcome and continue the growth of where he is today. And he shares something, which I highly recommend listening to the end. He'll share one of his big visions in the next 5 to 10 years. And it's some people, you know, we talked about limits. We talked about what really limits us, if we are really limited, and so much more. So this was an episode that I know you will enjoy as much as I did. At least I hope so. But it was a great one to really elevate, especially for those who are starting a business, struggling in life, whatever relationship, health, whatever that may be, whatever challenge, this is for you. So this was my interview, and I want to share this, you know, kind of stop taking the thunder away here. But here's my interview with Anatoly Labinsky. Anatoly, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Victor. I appreciate you to invite me, and I'm looking forward to share as much as I can from my end with your audience.
No, I appreciate you taking the time. I love your story. I love your journey. And I think you have a very authentic way of sharing things. And you bring the realism to the conversation, which I'm excited to. The listeners are probably like, what is he talking about? We'll get into all that. So I'd love to know, how did you end up getting into what you're doing today? Like, what was that path? What's that journey that kind of navigated you in some way to be where you are today?
Yeah, sure. So first of all, Victor, if I will go in super details, it would be really hours and hours of conversation, because I believe there would be so much valuable bombs, because my success, it's all about the fail all the time, again and again, and struggle which is I was going through. But generally, just to give the short feedback, like shortcut in terms of what's happening and where I was, I'm the founder of GSM Growth Agency. We already made over 24 million in active sales in e-com. And like before, back in 2017, I jumped into the e-commerce world by myself when I heard that my wife got pregnant and we were completely broke. We were living in Dubai, working as donkeys, and never had enough cash to rent it out in an apartment. We were living in the small master bedroom, so with another family in the apartment. So when she said that she's pregnant, she just started crying, because she understanding this is not the way how we would be able to manage, especially like they will kick out us from the room and we won't be able to rent the apartment just because we don't have enough cash. And that time I just promised to myself, like, I won't allow my baby to come in this world in the position where I grow up and in the position where I am today. I'm basically from Ukraine, and I went to Dubai to earn some, at least something, to help my mom with mortgage, with car loan, with my university where I got master degree in finance, but I had huge loan, like every Americans would understand what it means. And like all of that just was pushing me for survive, for like survival mode. And at the end, when I find out that my wife is pregnant, I just start searching what can I do. Like I was reading a lot of business books and find out that to make the real income, it's not about, my mind was always to work for someone else growing up as a manager, head manager, whatever, general director, and like become like a CEO and making like quite a bit and live the great life. But this is not actually what was for me. I realized that all the wealthy people actually working for themselves, creating the businesses, and like this is where all the actually real income in. And I start figuring it out, what can I do? I start searching online and so on. I read the book Rich Dad Poor Dad with Robert Kiyosaki and find out that that's like for sure what I'm thinking is right. But how now? Now the question: how I can make it happen? And I found out ebook which was called Starting from Zero. It was a simple lead magnet book, so it wasn't like that valuable. But the main thing, there was a simple explanation for all the newbies like I was that time. What does e-commerce means? I like. No way. Seriously, I can do something online from my laptop. No, it's something unreal. So like I just put everything together. I bring my wife back to Ukraine because we were not able to deliver baby in UAE because of the financial reasons. And I just moved to the apartments with seven other people and start like digging down like finding out what exactly can I do and how e-commerce is working. I got five different jobs, like my main job in office, part times again and again, just to get enough cash to invest into the advertising. And I lost everything. I mean, whatever I earn it, whatever I save it, I put everything down and nothing was working because I didn't know what I'm doing. And I'm starting from 1,000 different places, which is obviously wrong. For all the new people, I would say, whatever you're trying to study, focus on one or two directions or one or two people who are going to be or mentoring you, or at least YouTube is there, but follow only one or two person because they sharing a lot of strategies and like they cannot mix up together, especially when you are new. And this was my mistake. I was following every single YouTuber, every single advice, but it is not working that way. And I was doing mistake, 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 no sales, and lost everything what I was making, and start borrowing money from my friends. My friends were still saying to me, stop it, don't do that anymore. My wife was mad on me. She said, I will divorce on you. We are about to become parents and you like just lost everything what we have. And like I went in the UAE to earn money, to make money, to like change my life. But at the end, after 5 years in UAE, I become even more broke than when I arrived. And like I start owning money, owning to my friends. Like thousands of dollars. I'm like, oh my God. And I invest from credit card in crypto in some kind of like mining company. And $3,000 credit card, first in my life in UAE, went to nowhere. And now I own as well money to the bank. And like all the time for me, it was incredible numbers that moment. But one thing what was pushing me is that like I have no plan B. And I will make it happen. I know that only one person of 100 is getting success, and I will be that one person. I don't know how. I was basically crying in the room when I was alone. Seriously, I was like struggling, like how I will manage that. But I had no questions like, should I quit? Never. My wife was insisting me to quit. My wife was saying to me that I'm in some kind of secta. They taking money from me because she didn't understand what is e-commerce means. And I wasn't listening to anyone. I was like a zombie with black eyes around, sleep like 3, 4 hours a day, for like for a whole year. I was staying alone in UAE when she left for 1 year. And like to make it happen. And finally, I started e-commerce 17 August. And finally, 2018, February, I got my first $8,000 in 15 days in profitable results. And I'm like, no freaking way. It's possible. This stuff is working. And from that moment, like I already start understanding things a bit better because I start working with mentor. And step by step, more fails came. I lost everything again. Again, everything, I went upside down, but I already knew that it's possible and I already understanding how everything is working. So I was like just failing, getting slowly, slowly until end of 2018, October, I decided to open a store with my partner, Maz, and I got the partner at that moment. And like we tested out $50,000 ever first time in October. November 150, December 150 plus, March 2019 250 plus, and everything just went like with bigger problems. But again, like, you know, the thing is that all the journey, it was like problem, turnover. I mean, bigger results, problem, handle it, bigger results. So basically, because we were like everyone were quitting around, and I was saying to my partner, I don't care. I'm going to be pushing forward, you with me or no? He said, yeah, I'm with you. Christmas, New Year, any kind of holidays, be like freaking zombies on the laptops, on the meetings, like, oh no, it's a Christmas party. I said, I don't care. It's a 4 a.m. I don't care. I was just hustling nonstop. And like basically everything what was looking unachievable in my life, because I grew up in kind of average poor surrounding, like become achievable and it's possible and it's easier than we think. I mean, it's not easy, but easier than we think if we won't stop. And this is basically a super short version of my story. And so far, like, agency already exists for almost 4 years in March, it would be. And like, I have a real estate business as well, which is growing in one of the states in the United States, not far away from you, by the way. And yeah, like we have different directions in the agency in terms of like e-commerce services. For example, ecomscout.io, it's like AI system for the advertisers. So yeah, basically like growing now businesses horizontally and failing even more than before because risks are higher. But I cannot fail that call that as a failure. Just because this is like a lesson. If we can handle that lesson, that failure, it's a lesson. And we just do not repeat the same mistakes. So yeah, this is like kind of fun journey which is going on.
I love that. I mean, what a story. And there's so much I can pull from this because you talk, I appreciate you talking about like we had a fail, boom, big turnover. Here's all this new income coming in, right? And then there's a whole new set of problems, right? And then we have to figure that out. And then we keep going through that process. And I talk about this all the time to people, and I talk this to my clients too. Like, you're not going to get to a certain point that everything's just great. You're always going to have issues. There's always things going to come up. There's things you're going to have to, there's going to be challenges always coming. But the key is seeing it and understanding and getting comfortable with that uncomfortableness. And then as you get used to that and you keep moving forward, you'll get rewarded for that eventually. At some point, at some time, it will happen.
Exactly. Like, you know, we have a rule in our company. It's like a main quote, which is I'm saying all the time to my team. Whatever is happening, I'm like, it's fine. We will manage. And at the beginning of the journey, when I was started saying those words and my team never heard, like, what's the thing? I have a 33 team members right now, 33. And like, most of them are working from the beginning or at least from the first year of company exist. And like, we don't have turnover of the team members. And the thing is that when I was saying that those kind of words first time, they were like, what does he saying? This is not manageable. You know, this is like not something which can be managed. And I was just denying all those excuses that like, it doesn't work, it won't work out, it's XYZ. I was just like, guys, we're going to manage that. From the beginning, it was, I didn't know how to handle that kind of mental part, which you just mentioned about being okay in stress and just, it's like just normal routine. And I just removed that kind of stress from my head and from the small things. And it becomes so easier. Like your brain is open. And when some big things happen, obviously stress could come, but now I'm stronger to handle it. And for me, after I'm from Ukraine, and after war started in Ukraine, when me and my son were in Kyiv at that time, I realized that till that particular moment, till February 2022, I never, ever, ever had a real problem in my life. Never. That's why any kind of problems in the business can be manageable. I was saying that before, and now I'm 100% sure. Because the problems in the business, nothing related to what people could go through.
100%. And it's one of those things that I lost my train of thought. And you were talking about Ukraine. I wanted to talk about something there and it pulled me away. But it's one of those things that when you look at that journey of what you went through, I want to dissect a little bit of the mind here a little on and where you were at those times. Because let's face it, if you're having struggle and you fail or not fail, because I don't like to use the word fail in the sense it's a sense of it's life lessons is like they call it, because nothing's a failure unless you stop. And exactly. So, but those lessons that kept coming, the challenges that kept coming, that happened. Where were you at mindset wise? I mean, because you were borrowing money, you had baby on the way. Did you in your mind see like, this is the future of what I'm going to create and I don't care what it takes to get to that point? Was it kind of like that? Did you have that visual in your head? Or what was that motivating or inspiring factor that kept you propelling forward regardless of what was showing up in your current reality at that time?
So since I was going deeper and deeper into the financial problems, because when I started of the beginning, and I could really like work on those five different jobs as an actor, as a waiter, supervisor on the weddings, I mean the private villa parties, and the sales guy in the gas company, where this is where I was working on the main job. And this awful salary, don't think that there is like kind of a great income. So just like I was working on those kind of part times, and I would be able to save just quite a bit. And for my debt current level, it would be just wow, awesome. The recorded income and everything, if I would save everything. But when I realized how the life is working and what's the common thing between wealthy people, I understood that I have to not focus on the physical work. I need to focus on what's actually matter is how to manage my time and how to get that time more valuable and make maximum from it by like generated income when I'm sleeping. And this is what was pushing me forward. And when I saw the e-commerce, I just said to myself that this is the opportunities of the century. Never, at least in my surrounding, I'm from Ukraine again. It's a third world country. It's not even United States, Canada, Australia, or anything similar. It's a small country where people had no clue until 2019 what e-commerce means. Even still, I'm saying to my parents, to my friends, e-commerce, none of them understanding what I'm speaking about. None of them. And you're like, it is the opportunity of all my life. I have to catch it and I won't let it go. I will be figure it out. I'll find out how to handle it. Because first of all, I become in love with the Facebook advertising, with the idea how I can actually show my stuff to the thousands of people, millions of people around the world without even staying out from the desk, you know. And I'm like, whoa, first of all, I become in love with the idea. And the second thing, this is something what could print the money and I could be anywhere where I want. You know, it's insane. And that's why I never, ever, ever had thoughts about like quit. All of that, what I'm just mentioning, it was like a benefits. It was what pushing me forward. But my real why, it was my son, my promise that like there is no way back. If I stop now, I don't have income. I don't have enough cash. And plus I owe money to the people. And now like I'm in the circle even worse than I was before I started. So like I just haven't considered any other options. And this is what's happening with people who are achieving the results. They just deny any possible other plan B, anything like on the side. And plus, again, I was feeling that nothing could be better than making money while you're sleeping, because sales are coming while you're sleeping, while you're eating, while you're gathering with friends. Like one thing important to understand that it's not like success in terms of like you will start and you can delegate and you can be free and you don't need to manage about like business anymore. Like that's a bullshit. Because whatever you are growing and your income is going bigger, you need always be in. Do not working in the business, but working on the business. So that's why, like, thinking about the horizontal growth, thinking about the new directions, thinking about the new connections. My role now, it's a real COO in terms of networking events, like bring more business to the company, and the guys, like the team members, are handling that quite well. So, and to come back to the whole point is that I really never ever thought that I would be where I am today, and I know that this is like really nothing to compare where now I want to be. And that time my goal was $3,000 income. This is, was my goal. I was thinking, if I would make $3,000, I would be incredibly happy, and it will be great for my family. I will be able to handle all my life. And now I would not able to survive for $3,000 a month. I would not. I mean, I know that it's not possible for current like lifestyle, let's say. And I'm not like throwing anything. I'm just a father of the baby in the private school, of like living out of my country now and all that stuff. It's not possible to live on that income. But that time my goal was such a big that I was like, no way, if I achieve 3,000 a month, that would be so amazing. So very important as well, it's to put the right goals for yourself. That time that goal was correct. But when I start seeing that I can make actually 50K a month in revenue, which is like, let's be honest, it's like 10,000 in profit, and you're not alone, it's a partners, you're understanding, okay, but we have to push more because we can, and then my income will be higher. And then you have to hire people, you have to handle processes, and this is where like the company begin. So yeah, like we have just like put ourselves no excuses and make the clear goals where we want to be. Yeah.
This year in 2024, enter into a state of alignment, flow, and fulfillment. At Beyond the Contrast, practical tools to shift into well-being, over 50 personal development luminaries, including myself, will show you how to navigate any contrasting experience, empower you to live the life you love, even when faced with unwanted circumstances. Save the date. This is going to be something that's going to be unforgettable, an event. It's online and it's absolutely free. It's between January 29th and February 4th. Click the link in the show notes right at the top to register today.
I love that. And it's the one thing you, what you're sharing about is confidence, and it's, you get a taste of little some success or just something moving forward, and you keep holding on that and say, well, now look where I got to. I thought this was a low hanging fruit goal, right? 3,000 a month. And then you get to the point where you're like, all right, how can I now, if I got there, where can I go now? And then it becomes a point and there's a switch. I know this happened to me in my career, in my business, in my background, is like, you all of a sudden you're like, well, what can I not do now? What can we reach? What's the sky? What's that ceiling that it's like, this is the max I can go, and playing around with that. I'm assuming, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's where your mind's at now, where it's kind of like, how far can we take this?
Exactly. Like, I mean, exactly. This is only the way, like Grant Cardone said once, and I love that guy. I mean, be obsessed or be average, 10X rule. This was one thing when I was broke, which I was reading, and like, it was motivating me. But like, I love what he said, and I want to repeat this quote. If you're not growing, you're dying. Your company, if it doesn't grow, it will die. Like, and I was looking on our success. We were scaling hard in the results, in the revenue, and it was like almost 100x, like from the beginning, instantly. And the thing is, after that, it was smooth high, up, up, up. And after the war, after a couple of months of the war, we start going down for obvious reason of all the team. Like, we have 60% of team members in Ukraine, so families, everything, like my personal as well, like issues where I was handling my wife, my parents-in-law, my mom, my sister. So it was like obvious reasons why it's happened, you know. But when it happened first time to me in my life, in my mind was one word sentence: if you're not growing, you're dying. And I wasn't accepting for myself that it's normal. It's not normal. Ukraine, war, family, It's all excuses. I know that it's real stuff, but I could not allow it happen, this thing. So, and I will, it took us seriously 1 year from that moment to recover where we were. And even we haven't achieved maybe on revenue wise the same level where we were in 2021, 2022 beginning. But now we are stronger. We are more profitable. We have in more different directions. And we are smoothly going to the level where we were, but with the much stronger systems, minds, skills, and just not just like pushing, but doing that smoothly and wisely. So now we are not running for the revenue, but we're running for the great, I mean, horizontal growth. So basically, yeah, very important. Like we have always pushed forward. Otherwise, it will be just quick success and everything will die.
Well, there's a universal principle that states that, and it's similar to what Grant Cardone is saying, because in life, we either are growing or we're shrinking. And that's in every element of our life. Whatever we focus on expands, and whatever we don't give energy to is going to shrink. And so it's the thing in life when we look at it from that perspective, that it comes from there. I just want to emphasize, I love the part, you know, you had a struggle for a whole year it took just to get back to potentially where you are from a couple of years ago, but you're stronger because you learned the lessons, right? You took the challenges, we learn from them, we grow from them. And then from there, it's like, all right, I can play this game. Let's go. I'm ready to go now. And I can relate because like I'm going back into my chiropractic. I'm starting a chiropractic business again. Now I had a practice for 11 years. I took a 2-year hiatus. Me going back now is the way I look at it is so vastly different than how I used to see it before. My strategies, marketing, how I approach the challenges, how I work with everything. It's just like it's so different because of all the lessons that I've learned over all the years. And it's the same thing. And I tell people all the time, clients this all the time and whatnot, take every life as a lesson because it's a blessing. It's there to help you grow. And it helps you grow in all aspects. Because correct me if I'm wrong, you didn't just grow in business. You also grew personally in your own self. You're also in your relationships and so much more. I could be wrong, but does that sound about right?
It's 100% correct. Not only me and the whole team, especially team leaders. We became... Like I became strong seriously, like in term mentally, and after that stress, the first days in the war during the war, like all of us realized what's valuable in life, and now when stress is happening, we like let's fucking move on. Sorry for this word, but it's just only one word which can describe like our feelings.
No, and that's the thing I talk a lot about because it's an energy thing at the end of the day. You know, when we change internally and we grow from that, and then all of a sudden our whole projection of life is going to change, and that's when we can actually expand up, and it's going to be in all areas of our life organically. If we do it organically, what I mean by that is a lot of times people, and this is just for the listeners, a lot of times we, you know, in business, we just focus business, and that's all we focus on. But if we don't grow as a human being, in the journey, then we don't hit those marks. But when we do grow, or if you do get to that point, you're going to be burned out, exhausted, unfulfilled, all those things. But when we grow organically, it's a lot easier. It's a lot smoother. I'm not saying it's easy. And your story alone, my listeners know my story, but your story alone is proof of that. But it's one of those things as time goes on with the confidence and getting used to being uncomfortable and the growth that you're experiencing, what limit do you have when it comes to where you want to take things? Is there a limit?
No, at all. Like especially like e-commerce, there is sky is the limit. I mean, in e-commerce, there is no, like recently one of our media buyers like handled it first time in his life account for our client for $60,000 a day in ads. So he was spending like 25K a day on the ad spend and making 60K for the client and obviously percentage-wise for himself. But he was like, no way, guys, like 60K. They're like, man, I'm telling you, it's fine. Yeah, that you can do 100, you can do the million a day. You just step-by-step grow. So now you feel it. Do you feel it? He said, oh, yes. So like people has limitations in their mind. When I removed these limitations back in 2018, when we made first 50,000 in October, I removed the limits from my brain. It was difficult. It was my mentor was working a lot on to remove that. This is what you are doing, I believe. Like remove the limits from the brain It's hard, but when you like the limits was I have to spend like not 100 a day, I have to spend 500 a day. Oh my God, no. But come on, if you're making from 100 a day a spend $500 revenue, can you imagine if you spend 500, you'll make like 2,500 in that case. It's 5x, like everything simple, like, And I try it and it's actually, it is not always smooth, but the main idea, you have to take the higher risks and higher rewards, you'll be there. And that's why e-commerce is the sky is the limit. But when I went to the real estate business, I like, oh my God, billions, it's like here. It's like a couple of years. I mean, 5, 10 years and billions is there. Not a millions, it's a billion-dollar business. And it's not hard to achieve. Again, I'm working with the mentor in real estate. And we like step by step following what he's saying. It's hard. It's challenging. It's so many pitfalls. Everything is smooth and nice when you're hearing. But when you're in, it's a human business. It's not e-commerce, but pressing the buttons, which is difficult as well. But with working with real human, it's a challenge. It's a real challenge. But reward in the 5 to 10 years, it's a billion-dollar company by doing exactly steps, repeating them again and again. So that's why there are no limits. I remove those limits from my brain.
I love that. I appreciate you sharing all that because it really is. And a lot of times we limit to what we can achieve. You know, we can say, oh, we can get so much in a year, but then we look at 5 to 10 billion dollar company. It's like, well, that's a tall order. But if you believe you can do that and you keep your mind focused and just saying, this is what I'm going to do. Here's the procedure. This is how I'm going to go. You'll get there. And I love this. I could talk to you all day on these things. And Atoli, tell me, how can people follow you, connect with you, and see, you know, and get in touch with you?
Yeah, sure. So I'm the most active in my Instagram, Ecom by Anatoly. So I'm answering there on the DMs and like feel free to ask questions or whatever. I will be just like provide the value as now. I'm trying my best as well on it. Plus, we have free valuable videos, case studies, hacks, and tactics about e-commerce and the mindset and finances in general in a YouTube channel, Anatoly Labinsky. It's my YouTube channel. And as well, if you want to just see what's our company is all about, it's GSM Growth Agency.com. You can go through the website, see all the results and everything. And if you wish to have the free audit where we won't be selling you anything, we're going to be just seeing if we are good fit to work together or no, we're going to be giving you guidance and you decide, oh, you will go by yourself and implement everything what you heard, or maybe we'll see that we are great fit and we can work together. Again, I'm not pushing for anything, I'm not promoting, I'm just sharing with you that you can go on the website and see everything by yourself.
And for the listeners, I'll have that all in the show notes. And a totally amazing story. Keep shining, brother. Can't wait to, you know, 5 to 10 years from now, you're like, yep, billion-dollar real estate company right here. We made it. And to continue to hear that story because you're a product of what I love sharing about. Like, you just stay focused on what you want to go to, focus on that vision, stay focused on there, and forget where you are and just keep moving forward. And eventually, everything's just going to come together for you. And it always does when we do that. And you're just another product of showing that. So thank you for taking time to share with us and everything. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Victor. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And yeah, have a great day.
For the listeners, this is another amazing interview. Until next time, we're out. And awesome.
Contrast is a natural part of life, but it doesn't have to hold you back. At Beyond the Contrast, practical tools to shift into well-being, you will learn from experienced speakers, including myself, Dr. Vic, who has successfully overcome their own contrasting experiences. They will share their wisdom and guide you on a journey that will empower you to navigate any contrasting experience and embrace a life you truly love. If you're ready for a transformative experience, join us on Beyond the Contrast, Practical Tools to Shift into Well-Being. The event is online and it's free between January 29th and February 4th. You can go ahead and click in the show notes to register today.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.